This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877 D-O-C-D-A-L-I. So I talk to you guys a lot about staycationing. And I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. So for me, staycationing in Las Vegas is fantastic. I don't have to spend a lot of money on gas. I don't have to take a flight anywhere. I could get into a hotel room, enjoy the pool. Some of them look like beaches. Eat some nice food at a restaurant, and I get to basically have a nice little getaway, nice little vacation, without spending as much money as you would if you had to travel somewhere. In fact, we're going to talk about this a little bit later today. Wallet Hub has the rankings of the best places for staycation. Vegas came in number 6. Number 1 was Honolulu, Hawaii. Number 2 was Orlando, Florida. Number 3 was Chicago, Illinois. Number 4 was Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Number 5, Portland, Maine. And then came Vegas. Rounding out the top 10 was San Francisco, New York, San Diego, and Seattle. So staycations, you know, it's great. You can, you know, we have access to pools a lot of times in our neighborhoods, maybe community pools, maybe we have our own. But it's just really, really fun to go out, get into a hotel, have those clean, or you think the sheets are clean, you know, be able to watch a movie, go out, see a show, and it's fantastic. I'm a huge fan of staycations. What I'm not a huge fan of is what some of the pools have become. So I told you guys that when I would staycation, there's a couple places I stayed at where I told the family we got to hit the pool early. Because by afternoon, that water is cloudy and oily and greasy. And there's crap in it. And there's foam. And there's... And so Inside Edition actually looked at some Las Vegas beach clubs and found some disgusting stuff in there, especially fecal bacteria, such as E. coli. Now, this wasn't the most scientific study. I mean, this isn't anything that I think is going to be published in, you know, The Lancet or the New England Journal of Medicine, but it does kind of remind us that if you have a pool, a public pool or a beach club where thousands of people are entering it that day, it's going to get pretty disgusting. Even though there's supposed to be constant filtration and constant cleaning, these it's beach time and it gets really, really busy. So you guys imagine being on the dance floor. When you go to a club, you go to a rave, wall-to-wall people. That's what the pool is. You people don't swim in the pool, per se. It's wall-to-wall people dancing. So you got a DJ. It's really fun, by the way. You got a DJ. You got it blowing, you know, smoke, and you got lights and things like that, and you're in a pool dancing. So you're able to stay cool. You get to have a drink in a plastic cup because we can't serve glass by a pool. But look how, you know how messy a dance floor gets? Imagine how messy the pool gets. So Inside Edition producers collected samples at multiple Las Vegas beach clubs and shipped these samples to IEH Laboratories and Consulting Group in Washington for analysis. Now, even though the pools are required to have continuous filtration and be cleaned of debris, slime, and biofilm, many of them get filthy. Dr. Susan Whittier, clinical microbiologist at Columbia University, reviewed the results and found that some of the pools have, quote, a lot of fecal bacteria, most notably E. coli. She told Inside Edition, the potential for an infection occurring seems inevitable. In fact, she even equated it to swimming in a toilet. So which clubs had a problem? Well, again, I can't say this is the most official study because I don't know how many clubs they looked at. But when I watched the piece that they did, they brought up Marquee Day Club at the Cosmopolitan. Now, Marquee, I've been there. In terms of the, you know, the music and the night nightclub is fantastic. The water area is gorgeous. But they said that per their sample, there were 15 million, they just said 15 million counts of E. coli. I don't know if that was per milliliter, if that was per liter, but they said they found E. coli. At Mandalay Bay Beach Resort, their Daylight Beach Club bacteria count was over 100 million and tested positive for E. coli. I think it costs about $60 to get into that one, $30 to, these are beach clubs where it's not just the pool, but there's a club. So they offer DJ, music, drink specials, a way for young people to meet. It's a great way to, you know, meet people if you're single. But you pay to get into the beach club. And the so the Mandalay Bay Beach Resort, they said, was about 100 million per sample of E. coli. I can't say what the sample is. Now, Tao Day Club had no evidence of E. coli. And not just E. coli. So we don't know about crypto. We don't know about some of the other things that could be in there. So, per Inside Edition, MGM Resorts, who owns Mandalay Bay and Cosmopolitan, told them that their pools follow all health regulations and are tested multiple times a day to ensure there is proper disinfectant. They say customer safety is their number one priority, and they will continue to reevaluate their procedures to ensure that they are being as effective as possible. So, why are the pools getting so filthy? Okay, well, first, is if you have thousands of people that have lotion on them, and I guess nails were falling off, and they found cigarette butts. All right, it's going to, you know, just like after a concert, the pool's going to get dirty. All right? Also, people are peeing in the pool. About 20% of people admit to peeing in the pool. That's admitting. So, imagine who doesn't admit. And I told you guys and gals, listen, I know you don't want to lose your spot. Have somebody save you a spot. I know a lot of you don't want to sit on a toilet seat at a beach area or at a pool because it's wet. Just bring a big cup. Bring one of those big gulp cups. Stand, pee in it, dump it in the toilet and flush if you're a girl. You don't necessarily have to sit on the toilet seat. But please use the bathroom and don't pee in the pool. But a big thing that no one's talking about this summer that we had to talk about last summer was we still have a chlorine shortage. Remember the chlorine shortage because one of the plants was down after a fire and supply chain issues? Well, apparently we still have a chlorine shortage. Chlorine kills pathogens because it undergoes a chemical reaction in water. So it breaks down into hypochlorous acid and hypochlorite ion. That can kill bacteria, fungi, inactivate viruses within minutes. So if they're not using enough, chlorine, then that you're gonna see high counts of bacteria and pathogens. 1-877 Doc Sally, don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys! Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So some of my listeners get a little bit confused as to which side of the aisle I'm on because I was not a fan of multiple parts of the ACA and what it did to healthcare, even though I loved the pre-existing condition clause. I thought they handled the rollout of that and the 2,000-plus page bill ridiculously. So they're like, well, wait, so did you like what Obama did or did you not like what Obama did? And, you know, with Trump. I thought Trump did some amazing things. I thought he did some ridiculous things. And I, you know, understand why half the country loves him, and I understand why half the country hates him. With Biden, okay? when I try to bring up ways that maybe he can salvage his administration or salvage his reputation, I get emails going, you know, you voted for Biden? I don't know. Listen, okay, I'm independent and I'm American. And as an American, I want to see any president do well. I don't want Biden to fail so that another candidate, whether it's a Democratic primary or Republican, gets into office. I don't want Biden to fail because America isn't the enemy. Russia is, or China is, or whoever is planning, you know, the next cyber attack or the next terrorist attack. And we in America have kind of forgotten America first, whether it was this administration, whether it was a previous one. We just aren't unified. And time and time again, we're seeing Biden and his gaffes. And we're seeing, from a medical standpoint, an older gentleman who I believe has atrial fibrillation, among some other medical issues on blood thinners, that might be starting to take its toll on his cognitive function. And some of you get so mad saying, he doesn't have dementia, he doesn't have that. I'm not saying he has dementia, but I'm saying his cognitive function is different. You see how he was in Congress for years. He doesn't have that stamina. And as a person who's middle-aged, I don't want people to think that older individuals should never be president again if they risk this, well, they age and they could become feeble. And the country is watching Biden age quickly. And that's what the presidency does. We saw Trump age quickly. We saw the Obamas age quickly. You know, Barack Obama was not gray. And man, great. 8 years. And I know 8 years is a lot, but I think he aged a lot faster. Running a country is no easy job. And so you're hearing these reports that Biden is furious, that his gaffes get walked back, and he's frustrated, and the administration's frustrated that they don't get any good headlines, and, you know, he wants to look, you know, go out there and be with the people and eating ice cream and, you know, have some of the good photo ops, but instead it's crisis after crisis after crisis. And I think I know what's going on, and I want to be constructive about it. So when he had said that he was not aware or was not told of the formula situation, and I know somebody dropped the ball in his administration, duh. I mean, if you're stockpiling food, if your job is to make sure that in case of any attack or whatever, you could feed everybody, somebody just forgot about the, you know, the kids under 12 months old, duh. So somebody wasn't looking at that, or they're shipping that formula elsewhere, or, you know, somebody dropped the ball. But when Biden said, well, I wasn't told, okay, if I was running the country, I would have an outline, right? I would have departments. I would check in with all the departments. I would find out what they're covering, and I would see where there's holes. And I would make sure I was kept abreast on every single one because it comes on me. It lands on me. And all right, where are we with our food? Where are we with the Treasury? Where are we with inflation? Where are we with the economy? Where are we with national security? What's going on with the border? What's going on with fuel? So my guess is he's not very active. He doesn't seem to be very active. He walks up, makes a speech, and then he quickly turns around and goes, which again, his speechwriters need to stop doing that. His speechwriters should have him say, all right, guys, got a lot of work to do. I want to answer questions, but I got to get back to the Situation Room, or I got to get back to work. All right, we're going to update you with more updates when we have them. Instead, he reads, and he quickly turns away, and he scuttles out. And I just don't know who is managing his whole PR, who's managing his whole presence. And so, you know, Biden's aides, we're being told now, is losing morale. The speeches don't seem to be well written. The press secretaries seem to have to fumble. And I think as Americans, whether you're Democrat, Republican, Independent, whatever, somebody needs to do something. Now, I'm not saying remove them from office, but whatever they're doing, maybe be a little bit, is he not getting briefings? Is it that he has to keep going to Delaware because he's getting medical treatment? Is it because he needs to sleep? He needs his naps. Is it, you know, and we cannot in this day and age have a figurehead and people behind the scene running it. We don't need a figurehead. We need a leader that other people fear, that other people will not want to mess with. And as a whole, our country is looking weak. You know, Biden tries to look strong. He was kind of the anti-Trump in terms of being more congenial, and in terms of, and he's not. He's losing his temper, which happens when you age and you lose your filters. And so some of the things that made him a popular politician, he's losing. And people don't get to talk to him. When they do talk to him, you see this fear that he has. He doesn't want to say the wrong thing. When he tries to say something, when he tries to go off the cuff, then the White House has to walk it back. So, you know, we are only in his second year of presidency. And we need to do something. And I'm not saying this to be anti-Democrat, or not saying this to be anti-Republican, not saying this to be libertarian or whatever, but it's just we got such fish to fry. And I know this administration is dealing with a pile of stuff, some of which was self-induced, some of which not. And the less we see his strength or competency, the more we're going to assume he's behind some of these. I mean, do we have evidence that Putin started the war with Ukraine because Biden was in power? Half the country thinks that's exactly what happened. He found an opportunity. Other half of the country said, no, there's no proof. This just was coincidental. Okay, well, we need to change that narrative as America. It doesn't matter what political party you're in. I mean, maybe America needs to go, okay, look, you know, Biden is done after these 4 years. All right, hell, we're going to reelect somebody. Let's just get that out there. It could be Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, whatever, independent. But let's just get out there. He's going to be a one-term president. Biden, make your name. Do things that are that won't sink us. You don't want to go down in history as the worst president. And if you are too ill, if you can't do the duties, then resign. You know, I would rather him leave on as high a note as he can. I told you guys what I predicted. What I predicted is he would resign, and he would do so not because he was resigning because of illness, but he would resign because he would want to give the United States the first woman president. I feel he is going to want to end on a high note, and that's how he's going to try to do it, because everything else just seems to be one debacle after another. It's very, very difficult for this administration to take credit for the jobs, because public officials cost us to lose our jobs. So you can't have, you know, people throw you off a boat, then you get them back on the boat, and you see, I got you back on the boat, when it was people in your political party that kind of kicked us off the boat to begin with. So the jobs report can't necessarily be, you know, something they keep touting. He could definitely tout the vaccine rollout. That was fantastic. But don't go there with the mandates. The mandates were not popular. The vaccine rollout was, but he's got to do more than that. And if he isn't capable and he's not up to speed, and when he goes, I didn't know about the formula, don't politicians kiss babies and shake mommy's hands and things like that? Aren't politicians all about the babies and the little kids? How do you not think about they're not having enough food or issues for, you know, so a lot of missteps. So hearing that morale is starting to stink in the administration, there's people exiting the administration. Some people said Jen Psaki jumped ship because things are getting bad with Hunter Biden. We as America, and it doesn't matter how much, you know, people disagree with Biden being our president, still as an American, we can't have a failed presidency. We all of our presidencies, because America's about democracy. We need to show that, you know, we are the barometer of good politics, that it's just not looking that way. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. economy added 390,000 jobs in May, extending the year-long streak of strong gains, the unemployment rate remaining at 3.6%. The president addresses the nation following the release of that May jobs report, and the president was asked why inflation is so high, and once again, he's blaming Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
I understand that families who are struggling probably don't care why the prices are up. They just want them to go down. Joe, what are you going to do to bring them down? But it's important that we understand the root of the problem so we can take steps to solve it.
Republicans argue inflation has been rising since President Biden took office, instead blaming the spending packages Democrats passed last year. The president with nothing else on his public schedule today. USA Radio News. Russia is continuing to make gains in their unprovoked war against Ukraine. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
It's day 100 of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Recent days have seen Russian forces gain significant ground in Ukraine's eastern Donbas region. Reports out of the United Kingdom claim Russia now controls more than 90% of the region of Luhansk.
The Biden administration could pull federal funding for lunches to schools unless they allow biological males to enter girls' bathrooms and compete in girls' sports. South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem saying Biden has threatened to take away children's school lunch money to pursue his radical agenda, adding he's targeting states like ours that make it clear biological men do not belong in girls' bathrooms and sports. Noem adding that if the Biden administration acts on this, there'll be legal challenges ahead. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877 DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. Okay, so we are being told that the Biden administration may be linking school lunch money to transgender policies. And Fox News is reporting that the Biden administration is, quote, using lunch money to hold school districts hostage That's according to the head of a conservative advocacy group in response to the Department of Agriculture's announcement that it would require certain schools to allow trans students to use the bathroom of their preferred gender. Schools awarded money from the Food and Nutrition Service, an agency within USDA, and must specify in their policies that discrimination based on gender identity and sexual orientation is prohibited. That's what the department announced in May. It also said allegations of such discrimination must be investigated. So, if schools want to get the Food and Nutrition Service money to feed their kids, they need to allow boys to go into girls' rooms, girls to go into boys' rooms, whether they, identify as cis or trans. We'll talk about that in a sec. According to Fight for Schools Executive Director Ian Pryor, he told Fox News, what you're seeing here is really the Biden administration saying, you're going to do what I want, or I'm going to take your lunch money. For the federal government to come in and really tie school nutrition and school lunch programs to this radical ideology is terrifying and appalling. Now, the administrators say several nutrition-related programs, including WIC and the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, they do administer that. It also runs the National School Lunch Program, which provides free or low-cost lunches to children and on average fed nearly 30 million kids per day. The announcement essentially amounts to the Biden administration holding states and local school districts hostage with school lunch money that goes to underprivileged youth in order to pass transgender non-discrimination policies. The USDA said its announcement is part of President Biden's executive order extending Title IX to include discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity. They say children should be able to learn without worrying about whether they will be denied access to the restroom, the locker room, or school sports. Now, and I see both sides, but I'll clarify in a sec. Pryor told Fox News, I honestly have no idea how providing food to children in schools is somehow connected to transgender policies. What we see here is the Biden administration using children as pawns in this social justice gender ideology game that they are playing. The National School Lunch Program's free and reduced meals help ensure impoverished students receive necessary nutrition. Now, according to USDA's announcement states, the LGBTQ community has historically faced striking economic and social disparities, such as higher rates of poverty, unemployment, and nutrition insecurity. Food insufficiency is three times as common among transgender individuals as compared to cisgender individuals. They say whether you are grocery shopping, standing in line at the school cafeteria, or picking up food from a food bank, you should be able to do so without fear of discrimination. So, all right. Okay, so I think the answer to this is simple, but why is there an issue? So Title IX, and we've discussed Title IX. Title IX is kind of putting schools now between a rock and a hard place. With Title IX, if anybody feels sexually harassed, if anybody sees a penis that they don't want to, if anybody feels like they are dealing with sex topics that they don't want to, all right, that is basically a Title IX violation. And that school could be in big, big trouble. Title IX has evolved over the last few decades to have rules against sexual harassment. In 2001, Title IX specified the consequences of sexual harassment, creating a hostile environment that may be caused by a repetitive series of harassing conduct. In 2011, Title IX changed or altered a little bit to include sexual assault and violence. 2014, they also asked to not racially discriminate in terms of discipline and sanctions, which is true. And so with the final rule, harassment includes sexual assault, dating violence, domestic assault, striking, as well as unwelcome conduct that is, quote, so severe, pervasive, and objectively offensive as to deny a person equal educational access. Schools must take action on those grievances that occur during an education program or activity provided by the school. So there's more to it. Parents can submit formal complaints, but a Title IX is huge. So remember there was a teenager that was forced to look at she had to go up in front of class with another student, look down at his pelvis, say that she didn't prefer his, and use the D word, and was talking about, she went to her mom, she was like, I don't want to say this, I don't want to talk, that is a Title IX violation. Making a child talk about sexual things, and, you know, telling her to stand up in front of the class, say you're a lesbian, if that makes a person feel uncomfortable, that's under Title IX. If a child goes into the bathroom and sees a penis and doesn't want to see a penis as a female, a young female, that could be a Title IX. But now they're saying it's Title IX if you don't allow transgender individuals to go to the bathroom of their choice. Now, I understand, as a child, that if you identify as a boy or girl, you want to then be in that bathroom. I understand that. I understand. You know, I have a family member, a nephew, who's now niece, transgender, so I completely understand how there are people that feel they're not living in the body that they are, and they want to identify, and part of that is the bathroom. But on the flip side, when was it in Virginia County where a father said his daughter was raped, sexually assaulted by somebody who went into her bathroom posing as transgender? We have now a vulnerability in bathrooms. Bathrooms have always been vulnerable, where people who aren't truly transgender. I mean, I love the transgender community. I have no problem with the transgender community. What I have a problem is somebody pretending to be. Once we mandated masks for COVID, I'm like, oh boy, crime's going up. And as you see, crime continues to go up and everybody's wearing a mask. And nobody thinks they're a bank robber because of COVID. I mean, once you say nobody wear a mask anymore, somebody wearing a mask might stand out. But now people all walking in with masks, are they doing it for COVID or are they doing it because they're about to rob you at gunpoint? Well, same thing with now. You have to let somebody who identifies as female into the girls' bathroom, even if it's the kindergarten girls' bathroom. And so if you have somebody who says, look, this is how I identify, it doesn't matter how they're dressed, that school's going to lose school lunches if they don't let that transgender female who claims they're transgender into that bathroom. Then what happens? I mean, how many times have I been on campus and I need to, you know, jump into whatever bathroom is there, whether it's the kindergarten, whether it's the preschool or the middle school or whatever, there's a bathroom. And the preschool toilets are really small and they're really low to the ground. But when I got to use a bathroom, I'm going to run into a bathroom. So does that, you know, that opens the, you know, I mean, who's going to be guarding the bathrooms and making sure it's not a teenage transgender going into a little girl's bathroom? And again, I don't think the average transgender is violent, but there has been some cases of people who have identified as transgender and there being, you know, some violent headlines in the lately in the news. So, you know, is that then a Title IX? So I think the answer is very simple. My movie theater did this years ago. They have a family bathroom or a unisex bathroom. So you could have a girl's bathroom, a boy's bathroom, a unisex bathroom, and people say, no, that's stereotypes. I can't see how many people go into the family unisex bathroom. I've done it. I don't care if there's a urinal there. So I don't think necessarily it's going to stigmatize. But I just don't see how they're going to be able to balance the Title IX with, you know, if little girls don't want to stand next to men who are open and out there. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, melatonin poisoning in kids has sharply increased during the coronavirus pandemic. Are you kidding me? I mean, okay, so remember there was the daycare where these teachers were giving the kids, I think the owner, was giving the kids melatonin three times the dose. I think they gave three 10-milligram gummies. And for the typical adult, we say start at 3 milligrams and 5 milligrams. So they were giving these kids 30-milligram gummies. So they would sleep the whole shift, so they didn't have to work. Parents were ticked. Not sure what's going on. I think it was in Tennessee. I have to double check. But I told you years ago that these kids' sleep is off because of the iPads, the online learning, the computers. So what do parents do? Well, parents don't want to really use Tylenol PM. They don't want to use Benadryl. They can't give the kids sleep medication, so they're using melatonin. So researchers are now drawing attention to a rise in poisoning of these kids. And it could also be these gummies are so good tasting that these kids just think they're candy. They say last year, U.S. Poison Control Centers received more than 52,000 calls about children consuming worrisome amounts of the dietary supplement, a six-fold increase from about a decade earlier. Most such calls are about young children who accidentally got into bottles of melatonin, some of which come in the form of gummies for kids. Now, I got to tell you, they are some of the yummiest gummies out there. Parents may think melatonin is a vitamin. Leave it on the nightstand because you could get it over the counter. And they don't realize kids see the candy. You could see through these and you see the red and the orange and the green. According to Dr. Karima Lelik, an emergency physician at Children's Hospital of Michigan and lead author of the study, but it's really a medication that has the potential to cause harm and should be put away in the medicine cabinet. So melatonin is a hormone that helps control the body's sleep cycle. It has become very, very popular, but you gain a tolerance to it. And it could also mess with your sleep cycle the more you use it. They say sales have increased 150% between 2016 and 2020. In the U.S., melatonin is sold as a supplement, not regulated as a drug, because it's unregulated, so there's no oversight. We don't even know about the purity of ingredients. And, I mean, again, it's a hormone. Other researchers have found that what's on the label may not match what's actually in the bottle. Some countries have even banned the sale of it. So, you know, we don't really have an antidote. If your child consumes a lot of it, call poison control. Sometimes it could cause headache, dizziness, fatigue, nausea. If it starts to change the breathing, just take the child to a hospital. Dr. Lelak and her colleagues looked at reports to poison control centers from 2012 to 2021, counted more than 260,000 calls about kids taking too much melatonin. This represented 0.6% of all poison control calls in 2012, but 5% in 2021. In about 83% of those calls, the children did not show any symptoms, but other children had vomiting, altered breathing, showed other symptoms. Over the 10-year study, more than 4,000 kids were hospitalized. Five needed to put on machines to breathe, and get this, two, who were younger than 2 years old, actually died. Some were teenagers who were committing suicide, some hospitalized. So they say reported melatonin poisonings increased for at least a decade, but the largest increases happened during the COVID-19 pandemic. That was between 2019 and 2021, and the poisoning shot up about 38%. So, again, I don't think it was all accidental. I think, one, us as parents had sleep issues. Two, kids had sleep issues. And a parent might have said, here, take one gummy or take a half a gummy. And then once the kids saw it, they're like, oh, I'll take it. Not a lot of parents admit to giving their kids things. But I can completely understand the concept of kids seeing it, reaching for it, taking it. Now, the melatonin bottles are still hard to open. I don't think they're the simple jars. I think they still have those you got to push down and twist. So you do wonder if it's also because parents are overdosing their kids. So we have a sleep pandemic, an insomnia pandemic. We have a problem. I've said this for years. People can't sleep, and they are using whatever medicines they can. Now, before the pandemic, they could go to their doctor and get some Ambien. They could get some Valium. They could get some Xanax, some Clonopin. Well, not Clonopin. Clonazepam. I'm sorry. Clonazepam. And once the pandemic hit, they couldn't go to their doctor that easily. So they go to telemedicine. And they go, hi. And they call in. And I got them. Patients would call in and say, yes, I want some Ambien to sleep. I'm like, I can't do that. Like, why not? I go, it's a controlled substance. You got to get that from an in-person doctor. So when people weren't going to an in-person doctor, where did they go? Well, they went to the over-the-counter. So they went to melatonin. Melatonin is a hormone released by the brain's pineal gland in response to darkness to help regulate our sleep-wake cycle. Most over-the-counter preparations are not regulated by the FDA, and researchers have found some products to contain 478% of the labeled amount. And I've taken melatonin, okay? Oh, those gummies are tasty. And it makes me sleepy. It doesn't necessarily keep me asleep the whole night. Sometimes it does, but not all the time. So I don't want to take it a lot because I don't want my body to get used to it. If you really want to kick in your melatonin, sit out on the porch. I mean, as long as you live in a safe area, listen to the crickets and look at the stars. You got to shut off the lights. You got to shut off the computer. According to the American Sleep Disorder Association, close to 20% of Americans have a sleep disorder. This can include sleep apnea and narcolepsy. According to the National Institute of Mental Health Disorders, 25% of Americans suffer from a mental health disorder, such as anxiety and depression. And with that comes issues with sleep. Also, which came first, the chicken or the egg? If I don't get good sleep, I'm not really easy going the next day. I'm a little bit more tense. I'm not as funny. Well, I know you guys might not think I'm funny, but usually I'm pretty funny, okay? I didn't sleep well last night. I got up at 5 a.m. Don't ask why. But, I'm tired. And I don't want to hit the caffeine all the time. So if you're tired, you're not going to necessarily, be the most cheerful. You might be a little grumpy. But according to the CDC, in the years 2005 to 2010, 4% of U.S. adults aged 20 or older used a prescription sleep aid. Percentage of adults using a prescription sleep aid increased with age. More adult women, 5%, use prescription sleep aids than adult men. So sleep aids are being used more and more, and people are hitting the melatonin. They don't want to do the antihistamines like the diphenhydramine or the benzodiazepines like lorazepam or alprazolam or the non-benzodiazepine sedative hypnotics like Ambien. There are side effects with these: sleepwalking, insomnia, numbness, tingling, diarrhea, constipation, memory loss, dizziness. In fact, I had one patient who got double vision from Ambien. 2002, a study of 10,500 people found those who used sleeping pills were 4 times as likely to die in the 2.5-year study than those who didn't use medications for sleep. And one study found a 35% increased risk of cancer. Lymphoma, lung, colon, prostate cancer risk was worse with use of sleeping pills than cancer. A 2012 study published in Thorax found benzodiazepine use like Xanax was linked to severe lung infection like pneumonia. A study in 2014 from China Medical University found only 4 sleeping pills a year increased risk of heart attack by 20%. 60 tablets a year linked to a 50% increase. One study found an increased risk of aortic dissection with sleeping pill use. I'm not saying this to scare you, but man, if you have a sleep issue, go to a doc, go see a medical provider. But get to the bottom of it. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.